granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, sir, Grandpappy Spears put the kibosh on Lum and Abner's grab bag sale when he discovered some mysterious system for guessing the contents of the unlabeled canned goods in the Jot 'em Down store. They wouldn't let Grandpap in the store anymore, so he set up shop outside the store and charged folks for telling him what to guess, and thus get their canned goods free. So the sale goes disastrously on. And Lum and Abner can't figure out what to do about it.
Dad, blame that Grandpap anyway. Look at him sitting out there grinning and taking in money for them tips he's giving everybody.
Yeah. How's he do it, Lum? How does that varmint know how to tell him what's in them cans?
I don't know. I do not know. It's got me half crazy.
Dogus, how does he do it? I tell you, I laid awake all night long trying to figure that out. He's just driving me out of my mind.
Me too. This is the bafflingest one thing I've ever been up against.
How does he do it?
I just wish I knowed.
Well, Lum, it's got something to do with that bad blame telescope he's got out there.
No, but what?
Just look at him sitting out there, acting so important. You'd think he was a Kang or something.
Yeah.
That blame sign he's got sitting out there. Stop here for advice on how to get your canned goods free. 10 cents a tip. Bounty, he's taken in over $10 so far.
Abner, don't get so close to the window. I don't want him to see us looking at him. I don't want him to think we're worried at all.
Lum, he knows we're worried. Any time a body's going to bankrupt, well, they're bound to be worried. And if they ain't, they must have rocks in their head.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to give Grandpap the satisfaction of knowing he's bankrupting us.
Well, Lum, ain't there some way of stopping him? Can't we run him out of there?
No, not legal.
Well, you got him out of the store by threatening to get out an injunction against him. Can't you get up another injunction to run him off our property?
That's the trouble. He ain't on our property. He's sitting out there half a foot off of it. It's public where he's at.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, and ain't no law I know of that says a man can't be on public property.
Well, ain't there some law about being a public nuisance?
Well, he ain't no public nuisance, though. He's doing the public a big favor.
Yeah.
Getting them canned goods for practical nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's just call off the sale then, Lum. That's the thing to do. Just call it off.
Well, then we wouldn't have no business at all. Folks ain't going to pay good money for a lot of cans when they don't know what's in them.
No, that's right. But we sure ain't making no money on the business we're doing now. Everybody's getting all their canned goods free.
Yeah, once in a while somebody misses and then we take in a quarter. Then, too, we're making a little on selling fruit jars so they can carry the stuff home after we open the cans to see if they guessed right.
Yeah, but even that's falling off. Like now everybody now is bringing their own fruit jars with them.
Yeah, I know it.
Dad, blame that Grandpap. Believe I'll just go out there and run him off barehanded. I'll fist fight him.
No, now don't do that.
I'll scuffle with the varmint.
No, that'll just get us in more trouble, Abner. He could lawsuit us for assaulting them batteries or something.
Well, what are we going to do then, Lum? I ain't going to just sit here and let him ruin her.
Well, I ain't neither. What we've got to do is figure out how Grandpap tells what's in them cans. Then we can do it ourselves and go back to selling merchandise like we used to.
Yeah, but how are we ever going to figure out or wait just a minute? Dogus, I believe I got an idea. No, that's no good, I reckon.
What was it?
No, I don't want that critter hanging around in here.
Well, what was your idea?
No use telling you, because I'm against it.
Blame it, Abner. Tell me what it was.
Well, I just thought as long as Grandpap knows what's in all them cans, why, we could hire him for a clerk here in the store.
Hire Grandpap? Hi, Granny, wait a minute, Abner. You have got a good idea there.
Well, might be a good one, but I'm against it.
Now, wait a minute.
No, Abner. I hate to go against my own ideas that way, but I just don't want to have no truck with that old Billy Goat.
All right, I'll tell you what, then. When he's working in here, you can be out making the delivers. And if there ain't no delivers, you can stay home. And I'll call you when we need you.
Well, let me think that over now. Just a minute.
We've got to do it, Abner. It's the only way we're ever going to realize anything out of these canned goods.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. Wish I hadn't studied up the idea.
Come on, let's talk to him right now. Open the window there.
Sometimes it's a handicap being smart as I am.
Hurry up and get the window up, Abner.
I'm getting it.
Holler at Grandpap.
Hey, Grandpap! Grandpap? Mr. Avery Milford Spears.
Yeah, what do you want, Mr. Abner Peabody?
Me and Lom's got an idea we want to talk to you about. Lom has. I ain't for it, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I don't even know what it is. And I ain't for it neither.
See there, Lom? The deal's off.
Well, now, wait a minute. Grandpap don't know what it is yet. Now, here's the idea, Grandpap.
He's again it, Lom.
We're getting pretty swamped with work in here with this grab bag sale and all. And we could use an extra hand, special somebody that knows the stock like you seem to. What do you say, Grandpap? Would you like to work for us?
I'll be out making a deal ever, so I won't be around here much.
I can't come in your pigeon-toed store. You throwed me out of there. Got that interjunctions again me. Yeah, well, just forget about that, Grandpap. How about it, huh? Well, I don't know.
Okay, deal's off.
No, now, wait a minute. It'll be a nice, easy job, Grandpap. You can just sit in the rocker in here, in a nice, comfort rocker, instead of that uncomfort one you got out there, and all you'll have to do is point out which canned goods is which when customers wants hominy or baked beans or whatever it is they want.
Doggone, I wish I could get a job like that.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a pretty good business going right here. I'm making a dime on every can you fellas sell in there.
Every can we give away, you mean?
Well, that's your business. That grab bag sale was your idea, not mine.
Yeah, but you're the one that's ruining it for us. He wasn't sitting out there giving tips
Abner,
to everybody.
Abner.
We'd be making some money instead of going broke.
Hush up.
Well, I don't care. That blame his ornery hide anyway.
Better watch it, Abner. That's hard on your blood pressures. Flying off in the handlebars that way.
Oh, keep quiet.
Well, what about it, Grandpap? Do you want the job?
I hope he don't.
Well, it's like I say, Lum, I'm making 10 cents a can on everything you sell right now, so if you boost that up to 15 cents a can, I'll take it.
15 cents a can?
15? Grannies, we don't make that much ourselves. We couldn't pay that. We'd be losing money.
Doggies, yes.
Well, that's my proposition. Take it or leave it.
Grandpap, you're a robber. A low-down, underhanded...
Just a minute here. I'm doing you a favor. I'm giving you a chance to take in some money on the canned goods. The way it is now, you ain't taking in nothing.
Doggies, I ought to come out there and pop
Shut
you.
The window.
Huh?
Close the window and stop talking.
Oh.
Yeah. If you want to take my proposition, let me know.
Yeah. Thieving robber, low down, underhanded.
Well, of course,
Barney.
He has got a point there, and he knows he's got us right where he wants us.
Getting to where I hate and despise his ornery hide.
I hate to do business on that kind of a base, though. Just ain't right.
I wouldn't do it if it was right. Tell you that right now. I don't want to have no trouble.
Got to find out how he tells what's in them cans and beat him at his own game.
Well, reckon he's a mind reader, or a tin-can reader, I mean.
No, there's got to be a logic explanation of this thing somewhere or other. Let's take it step by step now.
Well, I'll tell you my opinions, if you want them. It's got something to do with that telescope he's got out there with him. I don't know what it is exactly, but something. Maybe that's a magical telescope, Plum.
No, there ain't no such a thing, I don't think.
Well, maybe it's got one of them extra-ray machines inside of it there. You know, one of them things that see-through thing?
No, there ain't no such a thing, I don't think.
Well, maybe it's got an extra-ray machine inside of it there.
No, there ain't room in it for that. And here's another thing we got to remember. At first, he didn't use no telescope. When he was in the store guessing, he didn't look through no telescope or nothing else.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'd still have to get a look through that thing, though. Find out just what he's looking at.
So would I. But I don't know how we're going to do it. You know good and well, if that's got anything to do with it, he ain't going to let us look through it.
No.
Give his whole secret away, if that's it.
Well, Long, we just got to get him away from that telescope some way. But how, I don't know.
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Huh?
You know how serious he takes that telegram delivery job of his?
Oh, he thinks that's the grandest one job in the world.
All right. We'll send somebody in town a telegram. He'll have to go over to Dick Huddleston's to get it and deliver it. While he's doing that, we'll look through the telescope.
I don't guess that's a good idea. Who are we going to send a telegram to?
Well, it don't matter. Just anybody. Your woman, Elizabeth, you want to.
Oh, no, not her, Lum. She'd faint dead away if she ever got a telegram.
Well, I'll think of somebody. I'll call over to Dick Huddleston's store right now.
Well, this will cost us money now, Lum. Got to. You know, they charge for sending them telegrams.
I don't care. It's worth it. Let's see. Who can we send a telegram to? Hello, Dick. This is Lum. Say, Dick, I want to send a telegram. Oh, it's to,
Hey, how about Cedric? He never gets no telegram.
Oh, to Cedric Weehunt. Yeah. Well, let's see, Well, just don't say nothing in it. Just leave it blank. I know, but... Well, this is a secret code, I think.
Doggy, I don't know that.
Or just sign it, Grover Cleveland. Well, it's sort of a joke, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a joke on Grandpap, I know that.
All right, fine, Dick. I'll send Grandpap over to deliver it. Yeah. So long. Well, it's worked so far. Now, tell Grandpap to get over there.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Grandpap. Grandpap, you better get over to Dick Huddleston's.
How's that?
We were just talking to Dick on the phone, and there's a telegram over there for you to deliver.
Oh, much obliged.
Don't get it work, Lum. Look at him skedaddle.
Well, come on, let's get out there.
Wait a minute, Dad, blame it.
What's the matter?
Well, he come back and got his telescope there. Look at him. That low-down, ornery varmint.